have the years gone? My, how they've flown by. Seems like just yesterday you were only five. Now when I look at you, I can't believe my eyes. I can still pray. I can still.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio, and as you have already guessed, that was not our regular opening music. That was some very special music, and let me introduce our co-host, M.J. Crowder.
This is M.J. Crowder, and I'm tickled to have on the line with us from...
Maybe we should change that song all the time.
You know what? That song so touched me. I'll talk about that in a second, but our guest today, Annie Carteau, and she is, of course, singer-songwriter... incredible guest at the Women's Conference several times over now. And we are on the phone with her. She's in warm, toasty Treasure Island, Florida. So jealous, Annie, but welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Jim and MJ. It's a blessing to be with you and your listeners. And as you know, I'm an indie girl. I'm a Hoosier originally. And I was just telling you before we started that my husband and I have been here in Florida now 20 years.
Wow.
Away from Indiana, so it's hard to believe how fast time flies. But we have, of course, our children and grandchildren are back in Indy, so we still call that home.
You know, as I was listening to I Can Still Pray, I think that just about every mother and father too, but mothers can identify with that song. Because how many times have we, I mean, I know I have with five children, looked at my children, and especially with the advent of grandchildren, you see how quickly time flies.
Oh, it does, MJ. And that song, you know, came to me while I was in church praying, and I thought, you know, as you watch your children grow up, as you say, and it is so fast, and when they become adults and they leave home, your greatest tool, your greatest weapon, I like to call it, is prayer.
Sure. Amen. Amen.
We can't always be there. We can't, especially when they move away to college and then they get married and move out of state. We can still pray. I can still pray, and I can reach beyond. That's what's so great about the, you know, prayer, is it reaches beyond the boundaries. And those holy prayers, you know, especially when they're offered through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, or as you're praying the rosary, or at daily Mass, those prayers are so powerful. They're a powerful aid to our children, our grandchildren, and our family members.
You know, I wonder, I was at RCIA the other night, and we were talking about parents praying for their children, and our priest said, if you have been praying for your child for 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years, you still haven't even halved. You're not even halfway to St. Monica, who prayed for 30 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wonder, do you think about St. Monica? Did she come across your radar at all when you were in meditation or thinking about that? Because I kind of hold her as not only with the Blessed Mother, of course, being our mother, and I know you have a great devotion to her and you have a new CD coming out shortly. But do you think about St. Monica sometimes in your prayers as a mother?
Oh, she's always in my radar because I turn to her. I think, okay, you did this before all of us. Look at, and Saint Augustine happens to be one of my favorites.
Oh,
one of my favorite
saints. Sure.
I love his writings. You know, at first I thought he was too deep for me, and then the more I got to read some of his writings, they just struck a chord in my soul. So I pray for their intercession both a lot of times. And you know, with my children and grandchildren, we've had, like a lot of people, we've had some rough and rocky times. And, you know, it's been my go-to, you know, that I can still pray, and that prayer is so powerful, and that our Lord and our Lady do hear them. And it seems like, you know, that maybe our children and grandchildren aren't responding sometimes to our prayer. But my spiritual director, he gave me a visual one time of this great depository, almost, you know, like this, you're putting prayers in. And even St. Augustine referred to this, that we all as church have a responsibility to deposit prayers into this great big treasure chest. And then when those people whom we are praying for are ready and do open their hearts, they will be flooded with these prayers.
Oh.
It's not like they, you know, it's not like they, you know, it says God's word always goes out and produces fruit. It does not come back void.
Mm-hmm.
Same with our prayers. Our prayers, you know, will affect our children now and in eternity. I mean, they're eternal. Our prayers go on and on. Just like it says in the Titanic, my heart will go on and on. Well, our prayers go on and on for our families. So, I mean, it was just a great source of hope for me. I actually started writing this song when our youngest son graduated from high school many years ago, and I left it unfinished. I didn't have a third verse. And now he's engaged and to be married, and I thought, oh, there's the third verse. Could that be you walking down the aisle? Through my tears, I'm trying hard, you know, I'm trying hard to smile.
Sure.
Well, knowing God gave me you just for a while, I can still pray.
That's such a positive thought, just the name of it. I can still pray, because there are so many things that we all feel helpless about. You know, we know a situation exists, but we can't do anything about it. But we can still pray.
Right, exactly, Jim. And that's what I've come to know, too, in my own walk with the Lord, is there's so much that's out of my control. And if I just learn to imitate Our Lady more and surrender, you know, surrender my concerns and anxieties into the hands of Our Lord and Our Lady, I can live such a more peaceful life. And in fact, that's one of my New Year's resolutions this year, is to strive to have, you know, hardly any anxiety. I say hardly any. Did you hear me put that footnote there? You know, as a mother and grandmother, hardly any.
Yes.
You know,
anxiety.
Mm-hmm. I read something on Facebook the other day. It was about worry, and I'm reminded of two of my favorite sayings. And one is, "Worry is the interest we pay on debts that never come due."
Mm. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And the other one is, you tell me not to worry, and yet everything I worry about doesn't happen. So worrying works.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's so good, MJ. I hadn't heard those. I'm going to have to remember those, too.
Well, normally during our Faith in Action programs, we take a break for a couple of announcements. Today, we're not going to do that. We're going to take a break for another song right now. This is called Rise Up, All People.
You might say just one, but he who lives in me makes me strong. So hear my cry, I am unafraid. I will stand firm on the battle day.
In God we trust was once our cry, but now our laws allow the unborn to die. Man and woman, made by His design, bring forth children, a gift to all mankind.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I love that song. I love that song. And you know something, our guest today on Faith in Action, Annie Carteau, singer, songwriter, guest here at the Women's Conference, if you haven't heard her, She's available. You can buy her CDs. You can get her music. You can download it. And I want to hear how. I also want to, I'm tickled to hear that song again, Rise Up All People, because the first time I heard it was here on our show when you sent it to us. And now I hear it on Teresa Tamio's show all the time.
Oh, well, thank you, MJ. It's been a blessing. And I have to say that was one of the most difficult for me to write as a songwriter. My husband actually inspired this song. We were talking one day about how, you know, as a country, how this country that we love and that everyone loves so much was losing moral ground, and that our God-given rights were being, you know, taken away, and how all of us as Christians, all different faiths, should really come together and rise up and defend our God-given rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the morality that this country, our forefathers, founded. So I loved one time, I remember a few years ago, seeing a big ad in the National Catholic Register, a full page, and it was Jewish congregation, rabbis, Christians, all of them, you know, defending the gift of life. And that was an inspiration for this song, too. And I just, you know, Teresa Tamio is a good friend of mine, and I debuted the song for the first time on her show. Right as it wasn't even out yet, the song was not available, but at last year's Pro-Life Walk, 2016. And she's, you know, of course, leading up to the election, she wanted to emphasize that, you know, pro-life, that the dignity of life and the sanctity of marriage were something that all of we Christians share. And I wanted it to be upbeat, and I, it was just so, you know, God is so providential, because I kind of hit a roadblock with the song, and I was praying, and my producer, who's in New York, says, well, I have 5 amazing backup singers. And I thought, oh, I've always wanted like a gospel choir on one of my songs.
There you go.
And they put their vocals down, and this was at a time I was very discouraged with this roadblock, and I thought, maybe I didn't listen to you right, Lord. You know, I'm having so much trouble with this song. Maybe I just wasn't listening. And I was ready to almost scrap the whole song. And then my producer arranged for these beautiful, talented, each in their own right, has their own music career, came to his college where he taught in Harlem in New York in this small studio and put down these backups. And he sent them to me, and I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. This is it. You know, this is it. And I just, I just can't tell you how happy my husband is.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. You know, I before we get on to the last one, Fix Your Gaze, I heard that you have, coming February, a gift for Our Lady highlighting the 100th anniversary of Fatima. And listeners, if you haven't heard, you should Google this, because Pope Francis has offered a plenary indulgence commemorating the 100th year anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, which of course is this year. So I think it's actually pretty easy. You just have to have an image of Our Lady of Fatima. Of course, the pilgrimage to Our Lady of Fatima, Fatima Lodge, would be wonderful. I think that's the ritz of it, that, you know. But everyone could honor an image of Our Lady of Fatima and still gain the plenary indulgence. And there's only a couple of things required. And I understand that you are coming out with a Marian CD. So tell us a little bit about that, and how can we get your music?
Oh, yes, I will, MJ. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm so excited about this one, because I just love Our Lady, as you mentioned before, like many of your listeners. And I've always wanted to do a CD in her honor. And I guess God's timing is perfect because it's going to be released in February in time for the 100th anniversary of Fatima. And there'll be some hymns that people will, you know, recognize, of course, some treasured hymns like Salve Regina and O Sanctissima. And I like to use like violin and cello and all the great players.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. But I also have some originals. They Have No Wine from the Marriage Feast of Cana, also inspired by prayer for my family. They Have No Wine and Come Out of the Storm, which is about Our Lady of Fatima. You know how good mothers remember it, if you were playing as a child and there was thunder and in the area, your mother would always call you in out of the storm.
Oh, sure, sure.
So I think Our Lady is trying to call us all in out of the storm, the storms of life. It could just be the daily ups and downs, but call her to come closer and to stay close to her Immaculate Heart, and she will lead us to her Son, and she will protect us as a good mother always does. And so this new CD, it's got a beautiful image of Our Lady of Fatima on the front, the traveling, one of the traveling statues, in fact, that's going to be at my own parish the end of January. And that CD will be available, and my other music is available on my website, www.anniecarto.com.
Wonderful, wonderful.
All right,
wonderful.
I was just going to ask about a website, but you got it in there for us. And just give us one more time in case somebody just caught part of it there a minute ago.
Sure, Jim. It's www.anniecarto.com. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to this new CD coming out to honor Our Lady. And I'm excited for all of us to see what this new year is going to bring. I just think it's going to be an extraordinary year of grace, as, you know, as the year of mercy was, this being the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima.
I couldn't agree with you more. And now Fix Your Gaze, which is taken from a diary quote of St. Faustina's diary, entry number 449. So enjoy Fix Your Gaze and Annie Carto. God bless you. And thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action.
Oh, thank you, Jim and MJ, and keep up the great work at Catholic Radio and Indy. Thank you so much for your work.
Fix your gaze upon the passion of my Son. Through his wounds, your salvation has been won. Fix your gaze upon his holy face. Fix your gaze upon his precious wounds. Kiss the feet that have walked the path for you. Fix your gaze upon his holy face. Beneath his cross. the bloody path you tread. Fix your gaze upon the crown that waits. His body was broken, offered up for us. We must have the courage to stand beneath his cross.